Penguin Readers. Tess of the D'Urbervilles. Thomas Hardy. Level 6. Contains adult content, which could include sexual behaviour or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behaviour. Note about the story. Thomas Hardy, 1840 to 1928, was an English writer. He lived in the southwest of England, an area that he called Wessex. Hardy wrote during the Industrial Revolution. New machines had been introduced, and ways of working in the countryside had changed very quickly. Farm workers were forced to move around and look for work at places like the Candlemas Fair in Chapter 13. Hardy wrote about people who lived and worked in the countryside. They were usually from the lower classes and experienced the problems caused by not having enough money. Tess's poor father, John Derbyfield, learns that the Derbyfields are actually D'Urbervilles, a family that many years ago was rich and well-known, but has now disappeared. John and his wife hope this information will improve things. However, the opposite happens. In the 19th century, a man from a rich family was often given the title of Sir before his name. Sir is also a polite word that you use to talk to a man who is important. A woman of a high class was called a lady. The D'Urbervilles have a vault in Kingsbere Church. This is a room next to or under a church where many members of an important family are buried after they have died. The story ends at Stonehenge, which, unlike the other places in Hardy's Wessex, is real. Stonehenge is an ancient circle of stones in the county of Wiltshire, England. It was built around 5,000 years ago. Hardy's Wessex. Plymouth. Land's End. Bristol. Bath. Stonehenge. Melchester. Marlott. Trantridge. The Vale of Blackmoor. The Chase. Flintcomb Ash. Portsmouth. Kingsbere. Talbotays. Sandbourne. Isle of Wight. Bristol Channel. English Channel.